All right, you're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I am Mark O'Connor. The show features catchy pop rock songs for the next hour. Let's get things going. This is one from Damien Junior Gong Marley, All Night, featuring his brother Stephen Marley, here on Ear Candy.
Everyone is pasty out in the sugar sticks. They got the sugar fix for broken candy hearts, a poultice of maple tarts. Even television is an icing sugar vision. Every single show has a candy-coated glow. Oh, get the bliss point. Get the bliss point. Get the bliss point in the pleasure zone. Get the bliss point. Get the bliss point. Get the bliss point in the pleasure zone. You sugar crashed your candy red car. They locked you up in jail behind those chocolate bars. The candy people sigh on their sugar highs. And when they nod to sleep, they're dreaming of more treats. The mayor of Candy Town is always half-baked. He told the bureaucrats to let them all eat cake. Oh, hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point in the pleasure zone. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point. Hit your bliss point in the pleasure zone.
Dreaming. I'm a guitar swinging demon, yeah.
Mary Jane
was cocaine and pulp fiction. And when you're itching for a fix, and this is the place that you come to get some. She leads me to the back, where I find the kingpin drinking Jack and Coke, and playing poker with a couple of dope smoking jokers. She said, take a hit off the bong, brother. And I don't want to blow my cover, so I have a little hoop. And it sends me through the roof. But I'm as high as the sky. I hear someone say, where'd you find this guy, Angel? Is he FBI, local swine, or Texas Ranger? I says I'm Johnny Cash when I'm drinking on the Clash. When I'm thinking I'm Mad Max. When I'm driving, I'm my diamond. When I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart. When I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley. When I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming, I'm a guitar swinging demon. Well, I know that they know that I know that they know I'm full of shit, and they all take out their Tommy guns and attempt to riddle me with bullets. But I'm too fast, I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, and my brawling technique is flawless. I disarm these lawless scum buckets and rough them up like a bunch of suckers. I bind them in duct tape, I call for backup to haul them away. I grab Mary Jane as a witness and the Mary Johanna for a rainy day. Yeah, I confiscate the kingpin's Harley, which once belonged to Elvis Presley. And in custom paint on the gas tank, it says, rock hard, rock free. Chilling and in bed when I'm dreaming.
That was Suicide Wonder from One Ridley Bent off of his record Blam. That's a Canadian artist, Ridley Bent, R-I-D-L-E-Y, last name Bent, as in bent, as in crooked. The show was Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor. Before that, you heard Sugarland from Sir off of Time Machine. You can get all of that record free, all of the Sir music free. That's S-I-R with an extra R, S-I-R-R, at Sir Bandcamp, BANDcamp.com. And we started the program off with Damian Marley, with help from his brother Stephen Marley, with All Night. And Damian has a nickname, Junior Gong Marley. In this day and age when marijuana has become more accepted, or legal, branding is a big thing. Apparently Willie Nelson is a long-time user of marijuana, and so he's got a brand. Read something that he tests every strain of marijuana that he puts on the market personally. I'm not sure if that's possible, how many strains you would have, but anyway. And I'm thinking, I haven't read anything to this effect, but surely the Marleys, being such a prominent musical family with Jamaican ties and the whole religious aspect of Rastafarianism and ganja being their name for their sacred herb, weed, as I understand it. I'm no expert on this for sure. I'm probably making mistakes. But I'm wondering if they've got their own brand. That would be kind of a logical thing, right, to buy, you know, a Marley-branded marijuana. If Willie Nelson's doing it, there's another one that would be kind of prominent come to mind right off the bat. All right, let's keep the tunes a-coming. We're going to hear something from the Bayonets. And this is a group that's only put out one record so far, and kind of making some comments about our addiction to cell phones and the stupid things that we can do with our quote-unquote smartphones. This tune is called Smartphone here on Ear Candy.
Everybody see why it is they got someone setting them free. Someone breaking the chains. Someone letting them be. I want someone who can save me when I come home from the zoo. I need somebody who's a sweet communicator I can give my alligator to. Everybody seems to know what they're talking about, and I can see why it is they got someone breaking them out. Someone finding a key. Someone setting them free. Could you be that?
Down. stay down south of town, where the road runs crooked and the lights are down, where the sun is hid by the hills and the trees, and the moon runs full whenever it pleases. Yeah. If you took the road up past the bend, an old house stood dark as sin. It smelled like the devil and a woman's tongue, untouched by the stars, untouched by the sun. Deer up past the rails with a lamp and a knife and a rusty pail. I heard a voice, he was on the wind, so I followed it up on past the bend. Well, a light had shone in a window there, a woman, she stood in her underwear. I asked her name and what was going on. She said, I tell you son, but it's far too long, or I sing the words that I cannot speak. You listen now, you find what you're seeking. Well, the song she sang held a truthful ring, but the truth just ain't what it used to mean. So I ran away and I drove to town to drink my fill and to get on down now. Well, my lover, she came as the bar was closed, so we drove on out down that crooked road. But I flipped my truck on a hairpin turn, and my lover, she flew like a broken bird. I heard her voice, it was on the wind. The song it sang held a truthful ring, but the truth just ain't what it used to mean. So I stumbled away through the grass so green.
Was Feel the Chill from Blitzen Trapper out of Portland, Oregon. You're listening to Ear Candy. Before that particular song, we heard a track from Partner, Fun for Everyone. It's a song about minions from the animated movies Despicable Me and whatever the follow-ups were. I really enjoyed the first movie. That was at a time when I was still raising my kids and going to see all these movies, and some were better than others, and Despicable Me tickled my funny bone for sure. Now, that song is from Partner. That's a New Brunswick band off of their EP called Saturday the 14th. And I was playing that song recently for my kids, who are much older now, and they hated that song. They hated it. Now, I hope you, dear listeners, don't have the same reaction, because I think it's great. I think it's such an up-tempo, upbeat, fun, catchy song. Original. Yeah, but I have been painfully made aware that that song is not necessarily to everyone's taste. But isn't that true of all music, right? You got to go with what you like and hope that you're sharing it over the airwaves and other people will like it too. Before that, we heard Paul McCartney off of his record New, which is not new at all anymore. We heard a song called Alligator. I love how McCartney over the years has managed to keep innovating and changing his sound, coming up with and using new sonic techniques and recording techniques and writing techniques and so forth. He's fond of saying that he doesn't know how to write a song, that And his point isn't that he doesn't know how to write a song, really. What he's saying is there is no standard one way to write a song, that every time you start out to write a song, it can be a completely and utterly different process. And you probably should feel unsure of yourself, because if you were sure and you were doing it by rote, doing the same way over and over, you probably wouldn't get very good results. That's how I took that whole story. And we started that set off with the Bayonets off of their record Crash Boom Bang. We heard Smartphone, and that is got a Paul McCartney connection, because McCartney's band, since, I don't know, sometime in the 2000s, let's just say 20 years, his band for the last 15, 20 years, far longer than he was a member of the Beatles or any of his iterations of Wings, this band has, all the members, been no turnover, no changes, all the members have been the same, and his bass player, when McCartney's playing piano, for instance, and rhythm guitar player, and sometimes lead guitar player, Brian Ray, that was his project, the Bayonets. He did it with Ari Stoller, Oliver Lieber, L-E-I-B-E-R. So that's their project, Brian Ray and Oliver Lieber, writing all the songs that are the Bayonets. And Lieber is the son of Jerry Lieber of Lieber and Stoller. That's where I got the Stoller from. I'm assuming I'm pronouncing the last name right, S-T-O-L-L-E-R. And they wrote things like Hound Dog for Elvis, Jailhouse Rock also for Elvis, the song Charlie Brown, and that great classic tune which got turned into a brilliant adaptation of a Stephen King story, Stand By Me. That Benny King song wasn't written by Benny King. He did a wonderful job with the vocals, but the song was written by Lieber and Stoller. So a lot of kind of deep roots connection there between the Beatles and the songwriters that were writing for Elvis. That is the Bayonets. Show is Ear Candy. We're doing catchy pop rock songs. Hope you're having a good day out there. Hope you're having a fun time. And we're just going to keep the old tunes rolling here. I'm going to play something from a group called Nico Vega, N-I-C-O, one word, Vega, as in Vegas, and a track called So So Fresh here on Ear Candy.
It's a matter of time before you notice the way I tip my hat. I think it would be right for you to try it on before you take it back. You could call me a lady, or you could call me something else like that. I'm feeling kinda warm, maybe I am blushing, it's the way I tip. In the way, maybe it's on purpose, so tell me where to go. Get me fired up, cause I could drink some water, so show me what you know. You could call me a lady, or you could call me something else like that. I'm feeling kinda warm, maybe I am blushing, it's the way I tip my hat. You're so, so I'm
what you can, buy what you find that you can't buy what you can. You can't buy what you can't find what you can. You can't buy what you can't find what you can't buy what you find that you can't buy what you can. You can't buy what you can't find what you can. You can't buy what you can't find what you can.
That it is store-bought bones. Store-bought bones, you got that, right? Like, not bones that you just find along the side of the road or buried in the deep woods. You go to the bone store and you buy them. Store-bought bones from the Rock Contours off of Broken Boy Soldier, their first record. That is Brendan Benson and Jack White teaming up. Apparently, how that band started, I mean, Jack White was very supportive of Brendan Benson. He was part of the Detroit music scene. And one day he dropped by for a coffee and Brendan said, geez, I got all this music I've been recording, but I don't have lyrics yet. I don't have words. I don't have the melody. Maybe you'd like to give a shot at it. And this may be myth, but apparently by the time Jack left Brendan's house that day, they had a hit song on the records. That would have been, I'm trying to, Steady As She Goes, which launched that whole band. They're back with a new record, their third record called Helpless Stranger. Maybe we'll play some stuff from that, maybe as early as next week. Well, I've played a couple of the early singles from the record on the show, so love the band. Love their tunefulness, their musicality, their melodies and arrangements and so forth. Just great stuff. Before that, we heard Dolores O'Riordan off of one of her two solo records. She's the lead singer, best known for fronting the Cranberries, Irish band from Limerick, Ireland. And with the track again was Human Spirit. And we started that set off with Nico Vega off a self-titled record, and it's called So, So Fresh. You're on Ear Candy, right? All right, we're getting into the three-quarter mark of the show. I feel like it's a little bit of a horse race. And coming around the bend, we're going to play something from 5440, a title track from their record Lost in the City, something from Everlast, not the Boxing Gloves, but the singer Sleeping Alone, and something from the Scottish band The Fratelli, She's Not Gone Yet. And I'll probably somewhere along the line come back and say goodbye, and we'll make a date for next week and all that sort of stuff. But let's get going with Lost in the City. This is Canadian iconic band 5440.
I've been lost in the city for too long, I can't think anymore. I've been lost in the city, yeah, for too long.
I've been lost in the city, yeah, for too long.
Sorry. Well, she's halfway over this hot on sun. She's not Johnny yet, but she's leaving. And she's quite sure she's not the only one. She's not Johnny yet, but she's leaving. Well, there's a quiver of the backbone, bugs in the dust. She's not Johnny yet, but she's leaving. And she'll take what she needs and she'll do what she must. She's leaving. There's a wonder whisper underneath the cover, louder than a dead man's drum. There's a joke that they told her when she got much older, when she knew just what she'd become. Oh, let me tell you that she's one by evil, three-fifths blind. She's not Johnny yet, but she's leaving. And she's oh so delicate and still don't mind. She's leaving. Well, there's a chance that she knows where the bodies are kept. She's not Johnny yet, but she's leaving. And she still don't remember the tears that she wept. She's not Johnny yet, but she's leaving. There's a rumble whisper underneath the cover, louder than a dead man's drum. There's a joke that they told her when she got much older.
Scottish band The Fratellis, and she's not gone yet, but she's leaving. Yeah, if you want to be flexible about it, it could be he's not gone yet, but he's leaving, right? Anyway, before that track, we heard Everlast, Sleeping Alone. I forget what album that comes from. His most popular record was Whitey Ford, something about Whitey Ford, a fictional character. And he's done a couple of follow-ups over the ensuing years and decades. So I think it's from Whitey Ford Sings the Blues or something like that. Anyway, if you want to look it up, Everlast, Sleeping Alone. And we started that set with 5448, the title track to a late career record called Lost in the City. All right, we're getting towards the end of the program. You check wherever you are, whether you're in Burnaby or Mississauga or Bell Island, Sydney, Lethbridge, Nanaimo, wherever the show is heard, Kitchener, Waterloo, etc., you check your local listings for the fine programming coming up. Here at Local FM, we're going to hear Lorenzo by Night with Andrea Cacucci, so you stay tuned for that. She's got an excellent program all lined up for you. We're going to leave you with just a little snippet of the Sheepdogs, and this one here is called, perfect for ear candy, called All Right, Okay. Come back next week. We do it all again.